Scientists in various parts of the world are trying to verify North Korea's announcement that it tested a nuclear weapon. Seismographs did pick up something in the northeastern part of the country, but there are conflicting reports about its strength and what it would prove. Ivan Ulrich is Vice President for Strategic Security at the Federation of American Scientists. He joins me here in Studio 3A to explain what scientists know and how they can learn more about what happened today. Thanks for coming by.
It's a pleasure.
So something happened in North Korea. I mean, what kinds of tools do scientists have to determine what that something was?
Well, so far, the tool that everyone's using is a seismograph, which is an extraordinarily sensitive microphone, if you will, that can measure very small vibrations in the earth. If you bury one of these in the ground, attach it firmly to rock, it'll pick up earthquakes from all over the world, and they're usually used for earthquake studies. They will also detect large explosions. And so the information that we have coming out so far is from seismographs. These can give you some estimate of the range, how far away the event, the disturbance was, because there are different types of waves that are sent out, and they travel at different speeds. So by measuring the difference in the time they arrive, that gives you an idea of how far away it is, and you can get a rough idea of the direction. So, but one seismograph by itself is fairly inaccurate, but what they do is that the North Korea, as you might imagine, is surrounded by seismographs because people are very concerned about a test of a North Korean nuclear weapon. And so by combining the information from many different sources, you can get a very accurate picture of what happened, I would say, in time. I have to admit, I don't know why there are these, some of the estimates of the yield vary by a factor of 100, and that's hard to explain at this point. But I assume that in the next few days that will all be sorted out.
We're talking with Ivan Ulrich, Vice President of for Strategic Security at the Federation of American Scientists, about attempts to figure out what exactly the North Koreans did earlier today and the possibility that it was a nuclear test. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And I guess that comes back to the question of, It probably wasn't an earthquake, because apparently they've been saying they're going to do something, and the coordinates where the seismograph suggests that the waves were coming from matches up with the coordinates of where some people thought there might be a test. But is there any way, just looking at the seismograph, to tell what was the nature of the material that was being detonated, and how would you know if it was a nuclear weapon?
Well, you can tell the difference between an earthquake and an explosion because by looking at what's called the first motion. An earthquake, you have to remember, is when two plates in the earth slide past one another. And so some seismographs, when they see this, they'll see the plate moving toward them. But a seismograph on the opposite side of the disturbance will actually see the plate move away from them. Mm-hmm. And so by comparing that, you'll see some of them have a negative first motion, some of them have a positive first motion. That's characteristic of an earthquake. With an explosion, it goes out in all directions simultaneously, and so all the seismographs will get a positive first motion. So an explosion has a very distinctive signature that's different from an earthquake.
Got it.
And that, again, requires that all of these people taking data from all these different seismographs get together and they trade data on computer networks, and that's all been well established, and they have to make these comparisons. And so within the next day or so, it should be unambiguous that it's whether it's an explosion or an earthquake. There have been times during the Clinton administration, there was a small earthquake near the Russians' traditional nuclear weapons site, and there was an early claim that, oh, the Russians had conducted a clandestine illegal test, and then it turned out that when they did more careful analysis, the event actually took place about 50 miles away under the ocean, and it was clear it was an earthquake. So perhaps people are being a little bit cautious about that. But as you point out, the North Koreans themselves have claimed that this is an explosion, a nuclear explosion, and it's occurred in right in the place where we would expect such a test to take place.
So, and I gather there will be some material most likely that will leak out, even though the explosion was underground or in a tunnel or something like that, and the nature of the kinds of particles that are coming out from this explosion will help determine what was causing it?
Yes, it's not a simple matter to contain a nuclear explosion. It's more complex than simply putting a bomb down a tunnel and piling some clay behind it. Mm-hmm. The Russians were particularly bad at that. We, the Americans, put extraordinary effort into containing the nuclear blast, and even then, occasionally, some radioactive material would vent out. My guess is that the North Koreans, with their first test, are not particularly good at containing nuclear explosions, and that there will be some leakage. And I don't know, but I would be astonished if we did not have aircraft flying up and down the coast of North Korea as we speak, taking air samples. Mm-hmm. And so, in the next day or so, we should be getting back information about what the radioactive debris that came out. And if you get enough of that, then you can sort of reverse engineer and tell something about the nuclear bomb. Was it a simple nuclear bomb? Did it use plutonium or uranium? Things like that.
Why am I thinking that that data might not show up on the internet, you know, in a couple days? It might be a little hard to track down.
Well, it's a very complicated situation here because, you know, some of the it's even conceivable that this was a chemical weapon. I mean, a chemical explosive mm-hmm. test, not a chemical weapons test. The North Koreans seem to like to create crises, and if the French and the South Koreans are claiming that the test was only 500 tons, it is in fact kind of difficult to make a nuclear bomb that small. Hmm. As sophisticated nuclear weapon states can do that, but the sort of the standard minimum simple bomb has a yield on the order of 10 to 20 kilotons, 10 to 20,000 tons of high explosive. So something's very fishy going on. Either they were very lucky in that they just barely got that yield, just barely avoided a dud. The Russians are claiming it's more on the order of 10 kilotons, which frankly to me makes more sense, but we'll see. But it's conceivable if the North Koreans wanted to create a crisis, they could have taken 500 tons of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil and set it off in an old mine and made an explosion and claimed it was nuclear. I mean, I think that will be sorted out soon, but with North Korea, you should not eliminate any possibility just because it's insane.
Okay, well, that's where we have to leave things. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Ivan Olerich is Vice President for Strategic Security at the Federation of American Scientists. He joined me here in Studio 3A. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Joe Palca.